My bloody opera stinks, and that's all there is to it. Believe it or not, that's what Benjamin Britten actually said about his opera Peter Grimes, his first full-length opera that he wrote in June of 1945. I beg to differ. Britten was wrong. Peter Grimes has become one of Britten's most wonderful operas produced all over the world. We have the opportunity at the next Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra concert to present four of the orchestral interludes from Britten's opera Peter Grimes. These four C interludes serve as mood music throughout the opera, sometimes as scene changes, but they certainly embody the spirit of the entire story. The story's origin comes from a collection of poems by George Crabbe called The Burrow. These were published in 1810, and apparently Britten ran across it when he was browsing a bookstore. The poems are written as heroic couplets, and they're written as a series of 24 letters. They cover aspects of burrow life, and they detail the stories of certain inhabitants of the burrow. Of the letters, the best known is that of Peter Grimes, which is letter number 22. The story of Peter Grimes is one of a Suffolk fisherman, a sea-tossed tale, his trials and tribulations, and his difficulty in being accepted by the community in which he lives. Throughout the opera, the orchestra takes the role of the sea. And when Benjamin Britten put together these four sea interludes as a concert piece, he certainly gives us the opportunity to hear how the orchestra can become the sea. The first interlude is called Dawn. There are seagulls over the water. There's the spray of the water. And the sounds of these are created in Britten's mind by high violins and flute soaring for the seagulls, and a rapid figure in the harp and violas and clarinets for that spray of water. Since it's dawn, light has not yet appeared. There's a lot of fog, and the fog is depicted by menacing brass choirs. We hear them from the depths. It's often as though they're trying to break through, getting some light, but being submerged again by the fog. There's a possible new beginning for Peter Grimes. This dawn depicts that beginning. Grimes has just been tried and exonerated for the death of his young apprentice. But in the music, there's still a sense of foreboding. There's evidence that nature begins its cycle anew every day, unaffected by the plights of man. Sunday Morning is the title given to the second C interlude. It's early on Sunday morning. There's the tolling of church bells as the community gathers for worship. Britten has found a way to let us hear those church bells by using interlocking horn notes. There are also birds chirping. Of course, the woodwinds get to be the birds. Put it all together, we get that wonderful Sunday morning atmosphere. The strings offer a more languid, lazy mood. Their theme is sung later in the second act of the opera to the words, "Glitter of waves and glitter of sunlight, bid us rejoice and lift our hearts on high." In the third interlude, Britten gives us the sea at night. He entitles this interlude Moonlight, and I think it's perhaps my favorite of the set. There is the sound of the waves lapping at the boat. We also see the moonlight glinting on the water. The orchestra uses harp and flute for that effect. There are yearning harmonies that slowly throb with increasingly troubled intensity. The last of these four interludes is called Storm. Britten chose this to close the concert set, even though this music actually appears in the first act of the opera. There's a violence to this storm. We hear the sound of doors closing, slamming against this hurricane. There's the blowing of the wind. There's a feeling of the loss of footing as we're trying to stay upright with the onslaught of the storm. Britten manages to modulate between the outer landscape and the inner psyche, what's happening in the weather versus what's happening in Peter Grimes' soul. There's an arcing melody that appears, a temporary refuge from the storm. It harkens back to words that Peter Grimes sings early in the opera, wondering what harbor shelters peace. Thank you. The gentleness of that what harbor shelters peace is contrasted with the agitation of this storm. The hope it expresses is finally battered by the tempest's savage final surge. This work of Benjamin Britten seems appropriately combined with Sibelius's Second Symphony on our next Kalamazoo Symphony concert, both very atmospheric works. I hope you'll be there to experience them.